Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be joined here today by Lacina and Leah from the Alberta 55 Plus Provincial Summer Games. I want to thank the both of you for joining us here, and this is an exciting time. I mean, the 55 Plus Summer Games happening in Leduc starting Thursday, running through the weekend. I'll just open this first question up to the both of you. What can you tell us about the Alberta 55 Plus Summer Games?
Well, the games are this year in Leduc. We've been working on it for about 3 years, doing all the planning and the prep work, and we're so excited to be hosting everyone here. I think it's going to be an absolutely amazing time, and all of our work is just going to shine for all of our athletes and participants, we hope.
And from my perspective, the games are always a culmination of a lot of work, but most of it is obviously done by the host community, and we thank them for that. But the 1,181 athletes that we are sending there are all going to have an excellent time, and we're hoping that they learn a lot about socializing and keeping memories.
Well, yeah, and that kind of leads into my next question here, Leah, is what are these games all about? I mean, of course, it's good competition, but it's also about community and camaraderie and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes. Well, what we have as our mission is that we are initiating and sponsoring activities that support physical, emotional, psychological, intellectual, and social benefits for people over 55. And the objective hasn't really changed with respect to the way people socialize. So what we really want to see is sort of going back to the good old days when everybody got together to socialize and have a great time, regardless of whether they won, lost, or even had an opportunity to win or lose.
And Lacina, can you touch on just the importance of having these games and in Leduc as well?
Yeah, absolutely. In my regular life, I am a chiropractor, and I want to echo what Leah said. For older people, who are typically the loneliest people across our population, it's so important to provide opportunities not only to encourage fitness, but to celebrate them, celebrate their accomplishments, include them into our community, and to make sure that they have those opportunities to not just work on physical health, but take that holistic health approach that, you know, really enhances their mental, emotional, and spiritual health at the same time. So that's from a standpoint of the games being important for participants, so critical. But having them in Leduc specifically gives our community a chance to shine. We have so many wonderful humans here in the city who have chipped in to help volunteer. We have phenomenal sponsors and businesses in our community that have, you know, helped make our dream happen with financial support and donations in kind and various items. And at the end of the day, any event like this is also critical for boosting the local economy where we are. So there are economic impacts, of course, for every single competition like this. And it's great to be able to bring tourism and business and that type of thing to Leduc so that the rest of Alberta can see just how phenomenal this community is and how much we can shine when we come together.
Absolutely. Going to be a fantastic few days this weekend in Leduc. And I'm looking at some of the events that are on there. Of course, you got some of the prototypical events like track and field. But also, I was looking, there's things like horseshoes and cribbage. I mean, what can people expect when they go watch some of these games?
From my perspective, the expectation is that these people that come and watch the games are going to see, if nothing else, the fact that, you know, it doesn't take a professional to play some of the events, and they're very, very good at what they do and the socializing aspect of the game.
And I definitely think with respect to watching some of these events, people are going to see not just people who are coming out for fun, but real competitors who take what they do incredibly seriously. They train for it. They put their heart into it. They work so hard to shine in their individual sport and field. It's amazing to watch, honestly. And if you're watching some of those things like card games like bridge, you have to bring your foam fingers and your signs because no cheering is allowed.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not realize that. Okay. That's good to know, actually, yeah.
Yeah, some of them do require a little bit of, like, quiet or the ability for our players to concentrate. But from what I understand, you can cheer incredibly loudly at slow pitch and pickleball.
Okay, perfect. Well, we will make sure that everybody knows that. And then I just wanted to ask the two of you, like, what are you most looking forward to about these games?
I've seen the catering menu for the banquet, And the band that's coming for the Saturday night participant and athlete banquet is going to be amazing. They're a local band called the Bark Pals, and they put on a fantastic show. And as we learned when we visited the last games in Brooks, being over 55 means like you really love to party and you're very good at it because you've had many years to gain that skill.
I love that. And the Barkells are amazing. I've actually seen them at a couple of weddings myself, so they are fantastic.
They are.
Yeah, and from my point of view, what I'm looking forward to is the not only the games themselves, because those are always entertaining, but the watching volunteers. I just love the amount of work that a volunteer can put into a very simple event. And I know within our organization, there's over 100 that do everyday planning and so on. But at these games, there's over 300 of them, and it is very awesome to watch them go about their work.
Well, absolutely incredible indeed to see these games coming to Leduc Thursday, running through the weekend. So, Leah, Lucina, I want to thank the two of you so much for giving us a little insight into what we can expect from the Alberta 55 Plus Summer Games. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.